choose me. Pick me.
To be Holy Spirit led every time, not just our strength.
I got a little bit irritated. Yeah.
Heat warning over here.
Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, guys, to another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda. It's good to see you guys again. Yeah. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
Okay, Marlon is leading us in our conversation today.
Yes, guys. So just to start off, we're going to do a little bit of a question here. And the question that I want to ask you guys is, we obviously see a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of injustice. We see a lot of things in this world that are kind of like, we see them, and I don't know what you guys think of those certain things that we see that maybe people do, or people just people do.
I think it's a little bit hard sometimes because God loves us all, and God allows everything. Like, nothing escapes his hands. But sometimes I do feel a little guilty, seeing how other people are suffering compared to, like, the things that God has provided me. And I don't know why God decided that to be. But it is hard. Sometimes I'm like, oh, but I need to still love and go and spread God's news everywhere I go. No matter what my circumstance is, I still need to do that. So that's a thing that I know for sure.
Yeah, like, obviously, sometimes we've talked about, obviously, like, forgiving others and being the light in this podcast. And sometimes, like we said, we don't know what people are going through. And yet, like, we have to choose to forgive and move with God's love in our life. And how could I word this? We see this in the world, and we see it in our own lives, like with our friends, with our family sometimes, and we're like, okay, well, why are people acting like this, or why are they choosing to be like this? And I don't know if y'all have experienced that or anything, but we're gonna just jump into this Bible verse that we have here, and it's Matthew 9:35-38, and it says, and Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. Verse 36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So we've seen, obviously we're jumping a little bit through the book of Matthew, and we had talked about, like, Jesus calming the storm, Jesus healing. So now we're kind of like jumping a little bit. And it says that he looks out to the crowds that he's been healing, and he just has compassion for them. And he says they're like sheep without a shepherd. What do y'all think he meant by that?
People without a leader.
Mm. No. Yeah.
Like in a soccer team. If you don't got that one person telling you to do this and this, like the leader, kind of like
you
the
got a coach.
Captain. Yeah, coach. Yeah. No coach. What do you, there's no control. There's no, it's a bunch of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chaos. But I also think that sheep are, like, so ready to find that person that they are going to follow. Like, they know that by themselves, they could die alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sheep are always used as, in the Bible, Will, it's like one of the 99 are lost, and the shepherd goes and helps that one because you know that they are so defenseless.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, like, there. They're watching Jesus. They're close to him. Yet they're still not following him. It's like Jesus is like, the answer is right in front of you. And you're not able to see it. You're still blind. So I think that that's like, Jesus is like, I want to save you. I want to be your Lord and Savior. But you still haven't made that decision.
Another thing we also see is that at that time, there was religious leaders that were like the pastors of the church that you could say at the time, and they would obviously be the ones that would read the scrolls that they had of God's word when it was Sabbath or their Sunday, and they would read. And we've seen that these people go against Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And going against Jesus is basically going against what God has said in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rejecting him. And we see that Jesus also sees this, and he sees like, wow, like these people have been led wrong in this path. Like they have been led completely wrong, and they have been taught to believe wrong things. And now, obviously, like the disciples had like this heart for God. And when Jesus came to them, they like, okay, yeah, this is God. Like this is him. So they decide to follow him. And we see that Jesus has this like such compassion and sorrow. You can see there that he asked for his people because he feels sad for them. And he tells his disciples that they are like sheep without a shepherd. And we were going this Wednesday, we actually went over I think one of these verses, and we basically were learning that I think it was Cindy that had a question, and it was, what's the difference between a shepherd and un ganadero? Basically, like, in English, it was like a, kind of like a cattle, like a farmer, I think it mm-hmm. was. Or like those people that kind of like just gather animals.
Gather, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gather like cows. Like the herd.
A herder.
A herder.
A herder. A herder. That kind of just like milk. They like, they milk the cows, and they kind of want the animals for profit. Because mm-hmm. that's like they're farmers. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
It's not harder than.
Well, it's like I looked it up online, but see, this is the thing I want to tell you, because I didn't know. I looked it up. I was like, okay, what's a ganadero? And it said it was like kind of like a herder that kind of just, it's like a shepherd, but he's like, from what I understood, it was more about like money, kind of getting stuff from animals. And then your dad or pastor said, he knew more, obviously. And he's like, well, the shepherd, the sheep listen to the shepherd. Like, they follow him mm-hmm. and they listen to his voice. But with the ganadero, they don't listen to him at all.
Because
he's more of like, he...
Like, they're kind of afraid.
Yeah, they like, mm-hmm. they would like walk over him. They would like, if he was there, and like, they would like hit him. Like, have mm-hmm. y'all seen like the goats that like ram into the owner?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I was like, so that's kind of like, they would not listen to him. So... We see that Jesus ultimately is the shepherd. And we see that in Psalms 23, we see that all over the Psalms, that God wants to be a shepherd mm-hmm. and we are his sheep.
Yeah.
And there we also see that he tells the disciples to pray. Why do you think he was not? Obviously, he knew that the disciples were going to be laborers. But at that moment, he told him to pray. Why do you think he told him to pray?
I mean, your number one action mm-hmm. for anything should be prayer. Mm-hmm. You should be asking God first.
Yeah.
Because if you actually are a follower of God, you want to do God's will first mm-hmm. before yours. So that should be your number one. Because if you haven't asked for approval, for permission from God, mm-hmm. because you are now God's. You no longer live for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask God, is this what do you need from me? Like, what do you want me to do, God? Where do I go? Like, give me the direction. Mm-hmm. When you ask that direction, then you go ahead and do what God has said and blessed.
Yeah.
I think that's why God said, mm-hmm. pray. Jesus said, pray.
Yeah. I don't think it's us that... We do the work at all. It's God that mm-hmm. does the work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, how you said, we got to go and ask God to do stuff. Because in our strength, like, we try to do this. What we were trying to do might not be right. Or it might not be wrong. But our strength is only going to get us so far.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So without God backing us up and, like, doing the work, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. we're just a tool.
Exactly. We need to be Holy Spirit led every mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
Not just our strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, and it also highlights the significance of prayer
mm-hmm.
and how Jesus is prayer because he he says pray earnestly. Like, it's something that you should not be like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna pray for these missionaries, I'm gonna be praying for you. It's like, no, like
do
I'm,
it
I'm going to be praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Yeah, it was, it's something that is, Demers tells me a lot that she has learned that whenever you go up to someone and say, I'm going to be praying for you, that you should be like, no, I'm going to, you pray with them at that moment. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just like, oh yeah, I'm going to be praying for you. Because then, I mean, it's nice to hear that, oh, someone's going to be praying for me, but are you actually?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you pray with them at that moment. And another thing that just, I want to just highlight is, we had our VBS at church, and I think 2 years ago when we did it in 2023, it was not the time to harvest. It was more the time to sow, and we didn't see a lot of like, a lot of kids, obviously go
surrender. Yeah.
But this year, I definitely think that God worked, and it was a time of harvest because we had a lot of kids come Sunday. That's we had good. A good. We did an altar call, and I think it was a row. Some from our church as well received Jesus, and we had a good 7 of those show up Sunday and Wednesday as well.
That's amazing.
And it shows how God has been working, had worked through the VBS, through literally everything, everybody volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so, I don't know, it's just so
powerful.
Powerful.
Beautiful. Like,
beautiful. The God's power.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just amazing how God works. And even though, like we said, we see brokenness, like I'm gonna put myself as an example. Like I myself, sometimes you feel like unmotivated and maybe you take a bad attitude serving at church and you're like, eh, like I was doing the games and they weren't listening. And I got a little bit irritated.
Hey.
I got a little bit irritated.
Do it.
Yeah. And then, but then I was like, okay, well, you're just kidding. You need to calm down. And obviously I was calm. It was chill. I think the kids definitely loved the games.
And also it was hot. It was hot. Like,
yeah.
Heat warning over here.
Oh, yeah. It was hot. But good thing we did it like in the shade because the trees.
Good.
It was a good thing it was in the afternoon because, yeah. And then the last day they got wet and everything. But I definitely see like sometimes we ourselves fall, and we, like we said, we're not perfect, but we also see, like, obviously, even though we may have a bad attitude or sometimes, or we may have, like, our own struggles, God still, like, works, and he uses mm-hmm. everything for good.
Yeah. Exactly. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have any last thoughts?
I think it was all well said, and we just want to encourage you guys to just serve the Lord with all your heart. Pray to him, not just when you eat or before you go to sleep. Pray to him any time of the day. Any time that you need to talk to someone, go to him first. And, I mean, we love you guys, and we will see you when?
Next Friday.
Friday.
At 10 Did you see how confused Jose was?
10 a.m.
And
when am I seeing them?
And you guys can find us at ADAW Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok. And if you want to find us on YouTube as well, just do it all uppercase, ADAW Podcast.
And Facebook.
Oh, yeah. And Facebook at LifeWord.
I would mess this one so many times.
And if you want to learn more about who Jesus is and how you can follow him, visit follow.lifeword.org for English, and then for Spanish you can also visit follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. We will see you next Friday. Bye guys.
Bye.